Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Away, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and dead spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him and was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." Shall we pray? The flower will wither, the grass will fade, but Father, your word will never pass. We thank you for bringing us into your presence. Among other things that we could do, we want to receive your word. Make your word plain and clear unto us this morning. Help our unbelief. Help us, Lord, to receive your word like never before. Father, by your spirit, deal with every spirit of doubt and every spirit of unbelief. Any spirit that presses your word, chokes your word, and makes your word of null effect in our lives, I pray in the name of Jesus that by your spirit, your word will have its free course in our lives, that we all will stand blessed as your word comes. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me as I articulate your word. It is too much for me, but I know with your help, I can bring your people to the level of understanding that you want us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this moment. And let the saints shout a big amen. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of your Father. This kind goeth not but by fasting and by prayer. These are the direct words of Jesus, informing us that there are some kinds that can easily go with other ways of solution. For example, there are kinds that goes with paracetamol. There are some kinds that you need an antibiotics. There are some kinds that you just need somebody to help you. There are some kinds that you just have to find your way out. But there is a this kind situation that can only go by prayer and fasting. And I believe that that is the moment where God has brought us to be able to pray and fast so that the kind of issues that are in our lives that only require prayer and fasting will be dealt with. I just use this scripture as a prelude, not necessarily dwelling so much on it, because I'm going to talk about it as we move. But we saw a situation of a man who was desperate just to have healing for his son. And he has suffered going to many people, many helps, but all to no avail. He came to Jesus, but unfortunately Jesus wasn't around. According to other versions, Jesus and the three of his disciples have gone onto the mountains to pray. And there they encountered a lot of visitation. Moses was there, Abraham was there, Elijah was there. In fact, the Bible says that as Jesus prayed on the mountain, his figure was transformed. And he became as white as raiment. And there they had great encounters. Now upon their descending, they met this man right at the place of the mountain. And this man approached Jesus. I came to your disciples to help, but they could not. Then Jesus said, if thou can believe, then all things are possible. All things are possible. And I love the man. I love the man. I love him because of the answer he gave. Because his position, his demeanor, his encounter, and the things he has been through at a certain point in his life has made him to believe, but not to the fullest. Because there are times that people will tell him, oh, this prophet is good. Let's go to him. He will gather all the faith and the grace, the ability, all. But then he will get there and nothing good will come out of it. And he will give up. Then he will hear, there is a doctor right there. I know if you take your son to him, your son will be made whole. Oh, is that so? Yeah, yes. Let's go. He will gather all the faith and the belief. When he gets there, no show. So this has gone on for many times to the extent that now he's almost giving up. Now this is Jesus here also saying that if thou can't believe, all things are possible. Not will be possible or shall be, but are possible. So the man looked at Jesus. What answer should I give him? I've been trying to believe. I've been trying to have healing. And everywhere I want to believe, they will tell me that believe. Actually, even when I believe, I don't see it done. So what answer should I give to Jesus? Then the Bible says, he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. This is what we call the conflicting of two worlds. The man was torn apart between two worlds and two facets of life. There's one part of him that says, yes, it is possible. Yes, your son can be healed. Yes, go for it. And there's another part of him that says that, have you forgotten the other day? The same thing happened and nothing what? Have you forgotten? It's the same thing they've been telling you. As for the prophet, they will tell you. But they can't what? Solve it. So he was torn between two worlds. One was moving him towards the miracle. And the other was moving him out of the miracle. Is somebody here with me? So his answer was a state of his being and what was going on in his life at that time. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Now come to think of, if you believe it, then why should you need help for not believing? That is the state of confusion sometimes we come into. The situation presents itself and it calls for us to believe it. But yet we allow fear, we allow doubt, we allow certain precedents and certain experiences that we have been through just to draw us from that which we have also believed. Is somebody here with me? Now, as a way of introduction, Jesus went on to heal the child. And the disciples came to him, asking him, Jesus, you yourself gave us power to drive the unclean spirit, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead. But why is it that we could not, for once, do this? So we are talking about faith here, not only at the level of the man as the father of the son, but also faith from the point of seeing things happen when you pray. Because Jesus is trying to explain to the disciple in closet, because they were marveled, they were shocked. I mean, how can we not able to be able to deal with that particular situation? Because we had wanted to steal the show from Jesus. Before Jesus will come, we would have a testimony waiting for him. That, oh, the man brought his son, and by the grace of God, we're able to what? Cast the demon. Hallelujah. Praise God. We too, we have what? But they could not. So they were wondering what was wrong. Then Jesus told them that this kind goeth not by any other means, but it can only go by prayer and fasting. Earlier he was talking to the man by his face, and then to the disciples. Later on, he even went down and talked about a faithless generation. So there's a faith to believe, not to be torn apart between fear and faith. A faith to believe that whatsoever you pray, it shall be done. Is somebody here with me? So in prayer and fasting, we need the instrumentation of faith. In prayer and fasting, we need our faith to come alive. In Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 28, he said, the enemy has done this. The man was asking why he sowed good plants or seeds. The following morning, it has become tares. And the servants went to ask him, what happened? It was it not good seeds that you sown? Why is it that it has grown to be tares? Then he said unto them, an enemy has done this. Beloved, there is a kind of situation that the enemy has done. In fact, come to think of it, I'm still researching, but for every situation that fasting and prayer was engaged in scripture was to deal with something that the enemy has done. And he answered and said unto them, the enemy has done this. Tell somebody the enemy has done this. If it is not good, it is not God. If it is not good, then it is not God. It is not God. Any situation that is not good can be referred as a this kind. And if it is not good, then the enemy has done it. And if the enemy has done it, then it must not be allowed to be there. This kind goeth not but by fasting. There are good things that must come into our lives. And there are bad things or evil things that must leave our life. James chapter number 1 verse 17 says that for every good and perfect gift comes from above. In other words, it comes from God. It comes from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow of turning. So if it is good, it is God. If it is not good, the enemy has done this. There is no evil with God. He doesn't have evil to give. So if anything that is not responding in your life or any this kind situation must be dealt with. Now listen. For us to receive the good things, it requires our faith. For us to receive good things, it requires our faith. Because it takes faith for God to act. For us to receive good things in our lives, it requires what? Faith. Why? Because faith is what causes God to act on our behalf. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, for he said, without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. For those who come to him must know that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody's blessed. So for everything we need from God, every good thing we want to have must require our faith. Shout faith. Somebody's blessed. In the same way, or in another words, anything that is not good, or the devil is doing, or the enemy is bringing our way, also requires faith in order to deal with it. So, the challenges of this life are in two forms. And this is what I want you to take. We lack the good things that must come into our lives. The good things that must show up, we don't see it. And then the next challenge is that there are evil things in our lives that must also leave. And each one requires what? Faith. You need faith in order to stop the bad things that are coming against your life, or the bad things that you need them to leave your life. You need faith. In Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 16, Ephesians number 6, verse number 16, he said that finally, above all, taking the shield of what? Is somebody here with me? Wherewith ye shall be able to do what? Quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. So, there are things you must stop in your life. That also requires what? Faith. So, for both the challenges of our lives, the good things that we must see in our lives, and then the bad things that must leave us, all requires what? Our faith. I say somebody is blessed. But the faith we are talking about is not psychological. It's not psychological. It is not ability to psych yourself like what the motivational people do. These days, we don't hear of them. But when we were growing up, we had people who have been mastered in motivation. they will come and motivate you. And one popular guy, just I don't hear of him, is Dane to me or something. So yeah, yeah, I don't hear much of him these days. But when we were growing up, those days when we were in school, he was all over the place, and all that he does was to motivate. He will psych your thinking to believe that it is well. Praise God. We are not talking about psychological faith. Faith is not physiological. It's not physiological. In other words, it is not how you make up yourself to believe something. To the extent that there are people who doesn't want to kind of admit the position of their weakness because they think they have faith. No. When you have a problem, faith doesn't say that the problem is not there. Faith admits, acknowledges, let me put it that way, but doesn't admit the problem. Faith acknowledges, but does not accept the problem. Faith is not religious. Yes, a kind of religious faith. Praise God. That makes you believe that, oh, once I'm part of this sect, or once I'm part of this church, or this, then no. In Mark chapter number 11, verse number 22, Jesus spoke about a kind of faith. His kind of faith was not a school of thought. You know, we have many school of thoughts. And I remember when we were growing up, there were so many theories and so many school of thoughts. But as time moves on, those thoughts started changing. Were we not here when they once said that the earth is flat? The earth is flat. Then it came to pass. Then they said that the earth is what? Circle. Now, what they are saying is that the earth is not circle, but the earth is what? Sphere. I know a time will come, somebody will come again. It's as for the earth, dear Charlie. It's like a diamond. Praise God. Those are school of thoughts. And it is not faith defined. Now Jesus said in Mark chapter 11 verse 22. He said, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Tap somebody and say, have faith in God. I love the way the NIV put it, because the NIV said, have the God kind of faith. So of all your understanding of faith, there is a particular faith that when it's engaged in prayer and fasting, is able to deal with this kind of situation. Is somebody understanding me? And the faith that deals with this kind is not a school of thought. It's not a theory. It's not a religious kind of faith. It's not a psychological kind of faith. But it's a God kind of faith. Wow. And what is this God kind? The God kind of faith says that God is all that I need in order to have all my needs met. The God kind of faith is a faith that says that God is all that I need in order to have all my needs met. Can I come again? The God kind of faith is a faith that says, God, you are all that I need. You are all that I need. And to have all my needs met. It means putting your whole trust and your self-reliance on God to meet your need. To do what?
To meet your need.
To meet your need. To meet your need. Which includes this kind. Somebody's blessed. So there's a faith. When you continue with Mark chapter 11, verse number 22, Jesus began to talk about prayer and he said that if you have this God kind of faith, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be what? Moved into the deep sea. You shall say to this mountain. Then he went on to say in verse number 23 that whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you have what? Receive it, and you shall what? Have it. Is somebody here with me? So faith, the God way, is what you need to have all your needs met. Somebody's blessed. This morning, as we are fasting and we are praying, God is all that you need to have all your needs met. I didn't get any single person say amen. I said this morning, as we are fasting and praying, God is all that we need in order to have all our needs met. And it is the faith that moves God. The faith that moves God. So for some reason, the man who brought his son to Jesus had an idea about faith, or had certain form of faith to him or to his level. The disciplehood could not also deal with the situation, also had a level of faith that could not meet the problem. But Jesus said, there is a kind that can deal with this kind of situation. And that kind of faith that is required, even through prayer and fasting, is the God kind of faith. This morning, as the word of God is coming, may you receive the God kind of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what is this God kind of faith that Jesus is talking about? What is this God kind of faith? Number one, from Mark chapter 11, verse number 23, we saw Jesus saying, Mark chapter 11, verse number 23, I've just quoted it. He said, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall what? Say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now underline that word. Shall not doubt in his heart. shall not doubt. In his, everybody go with me. Shall not doubt. Again. Good. It means that this kind or the God kind of faith is a faith that is rooted in the heart. Drop it. It is the faith that is rooted in the heart. It is not a math faith. It is not word salad. Whenever I talk about word salad, what I'm talking about is that it is not just trying to combine vegetables and think that you have made the best meal. That is word salad. Because what tibro went. No, I can't bro funny be a gum and I just say, oh baby at now for wedding. That is not faith. Is somebody here with me? The God kind of faith is a faith that is rooted in your heart. And whatever is rooted in your heart moves your life and it moves your body. If you have faith or if you do not doubt in your heart. So this man came to Jesus, though he believed because he needed healing for his son. You know, whatever, he was actually vulnerable. Whatever people tells him, he just do it. So he believed, but yet somewhere, somehow, he had some kind of uncertain doubt. He was not fully involved. Though Jesus said that if you believe all things are possible, he said, as for belief, then what kind of belief is this man talking about? Because I know I believe. But his belief was not centered on God to be all that he needs, to have all his needs met. Many a times, we believe God, all right, but we expect our answers from man. Many a times, we believe God, all right, but we expect someone or our solution to come from certain places and certain angles. Somebody's blessed. So he said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. There I believe that Jesus saw the confusion that was within him and the fact that the man really needs help. If thou can believe, all things are possible. I came this morning to lift your faith up. That God must be all that you need. This must not be words from your mouth. In fact, it is not a thinking faith. Say a thinking faith. But it is a heart-rooted faith. A heart what? In Romans chapter number 10, verse number 8, we understand how this faith, a faith that is rooted in the heart, we understand how it works. He said, but what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we heard. If it is in your heart, it will be in your mouth. What whatever is in your heart comes out of your mouth. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Is somebody here with me? Yes. So when we are talking about the God kind of faith, we are talking about a faith that has its roots from your heart, saying that, Lord, you are all that I need in order to have all my needs met. When you throw all your reliance on him, he will never disappoint you. He will never disappoint you. Once again, I want to believe that the man came to Jesus like he went to any other place. But after Jesus has spoken, he realized that this can be my last stop. This can be. He said, I believe, but help my unbelief. He began to know the reason why his son has not been healed all this while. I pray for you that every spirit of doubt, every spirit of unbelief, any spirit that makes you doubt whatever you have prayed to God, you know, it is a spirit. The Bible calls the spirit of doubt and unbelief. I rebuke that spirit out of your body, out of your heart, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, the ability to believe God for a thing is the beginning of your answers. Ability to throw all yourself. Not, I'm not saying, you know, this God kind of faith is an action thing. I'm not saying that sit down, put your hands around you and not do anything. No. But don't pray to God and start solving things by yourself. Is somebody here with me? Shout the God kind of faith. So, Romans is telling us this morning that the word is near us. The word is near us. So how then do we cultivate this kind of faith that is rooted in our heart? That is rooted in our heart. Number one, we must hear the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. Number two, we must read the word of the Lord. We must read the word of the Lord. If you want the word of God, if you want faith that is rooted in your heart, you must spend time reading God's word. Again, you must learn and search the word. Learn and search the word. Praise God. Number two, after you have read the word, learned the word, searched the word, you must, number two, meditate on the word. That is turning the knowledge you have seen into visions or revelation. Meditation simply means turning the words you have received, the knowledge you have received by reading, by learning, and searching, hearing. You must turn the word or the knowledge into vision and revelation. And that is where the Holy Spirit takes over as you meditate the words of our Lord. He said that, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of what? So meditation is not a mind thing, it is a heart thing. That is when the word is in your heart. Meditate. Tell somebody, meditate. Praise God. It is the act of meditation that translates the letter of the word into the spirit of the word. It is your meditation of the word that translates the letter of the word to the spirit of the word. From the logos to the rhema. Not until the word becomes spirit, it will not yield the needed results you need. Because the Bible says, the letter kill it, but the spirit giveth what? Life. Is somebody here with me? So the reason why you don't understand it when you read it is that you have not taken time of the word to meditate, to make the word turn into vision or revelation. Is somebody hearing me? Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? Because the mere fact that you read the scripture can even get you confused. But as you ponder over it, as you read and read and read and read over, it forms your heart. It becomes you. And by so doing, your spirit man is engaged and your spirit man becomes buoyant. And that is when you speak, the word becomes effective and effectual for your answers to be released. Is somebody here with me? Good. So he said, the word is near thee, even the word of faith which we preached. Now, until you meditate the word, you will not culminate into power. You will not culminate into power. It is the word of God, when meditated, brings power unto you as a child of God. Anyone? So your power is not dependent on, I can do it psychologically. You psych yourself, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Yeah, hey, yeah. No. But it comes out of the word. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Now, they say knowledge is power. How many of you believe that? If you believe, let me see my hand. Knowledge is what? Are you sure? Knowledge is not power. I beg to differ. It is the knowledge applied that gives power. I thought you were writing it. You are confused. I'll explain it. It is the knowledge applied that gives what? Power. Knowledge itself is not what? Power. Don't confuse yourself. How many things or how many knowledge don't you have? No, is somebody understanding me? How much knowledge haven't you? There are many things you have read. There are many things you have idea. At least you know. Is that not so? But has that made you powerful? A doctor who has completed medical school, 7 years, has done many courses, and then is sitting at home. Always every morning he will wake up, take his bath, and sit at home. Not go to the hospital to practice. Is he a powerful doctor? He's not. Amen. So the word of God, which you receive, which is knowledge, becomes power when you apply. When you act on the word. Is somebody here with me? Yes. So many believers, as we are, I'm talking, I'm impacting knowledge. I'm impacting what? But not everybody will be blessed by this knowledge I'm impacting, because right from here, you will never even refer back to your notes and know what pastor preached about, let alone to start doing something or to frame your life with the word of God. Whenever the word of God comes, it comes to accomplish a purpose, but not until you have allowed it and ready to avail yourself. Every Sunday after church, you must reform or re-strategize your way of life based on the message that came. So in the evening, especially at your, after your cell meetings, you go home, you pick your notebook. This is what pastor said, this is what pastor said, this is what pastor said. The word of God came like this. So this week, this is my resolution. Then the word you received is being what? Applied. So once the word is rooted in your heart, you begin to walk with it. And as you walk with it, you will see manifestations of power, which culminate into miracles and testimonies. So many of you are not getting the needed results. All your prayers are like you wish for. So we pray out of wishful mentality. We come from the background of wishing something. Oh, I wish I am traveling. I wish I'm having this. I wish I'm... Okay, then let's go and pray. And you come and you pray, and your prayer becomes a missed prayer. You don't see anything happening. Why? This man was moving from one prayer center to another prayer center, from moving from one physician to another physician, from moving from one place to another place, but yet, when he came to Jesus, he admitted his weakness. He said, I believe, but help my unbelief. Is your faith rooted in God, or is rooted in people? The God kind of faith says, God, you are all that I need to have all my needs met. I don't care what happens. I know you are the one who can do this, Lord. I'm not looking at anywhere. I'm not looking at any person. I know you can use people to even help me, but I know, God, you will make this well. I don't care what comes my way. Lord, I trust you. I will never be moved, nor be shaken. I'll never allow my situation to overwhelm me. I trust you. Though he slays me, yet will I praise him. It's a faith that is rooted in the heart, and nothing can change it. You say that as the mountains have surrounded Jerusalem, so the Lord has surrounded those that trust him. Shout, I believe. So as we fast, there is a need for you to throw all your reliance. So the power is a revelation of the word of faith, which is in your heart. To conclude with, I want you to open to Mark chapter 5, verse number 20 to 29. Mark chapter 5, verse number 20 to 29. Another example of how faith can move. The Bible says that, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis, Decamis 10, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Say, all men did marvel. Push it, please. The Bible says that, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered him, and he was near unto the sea. Go on. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue called Jairus. Now, that story, for the sake of time, unfolded. Jairus came to Jesus for the healing of the daughter. He had faith to believe that Jesus should heal his daughter. But Jesus also agreed to come. So on the way going, then we saw this woman who had suffered for 12 years with the issue of blood. This woman had suffered in the hands of many physicians, but to know what happened, nothing was happening. But the Bible said she purposed in her heart that if I might but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. If I might but touch the hem, faith rooted in the heart moved her from her stinking situation. She broke away from any kind of stigma. She said, I don't care who sees me, Lord. I don't care what people will say about me, Lord. All that I care is that you are all that I need to have all my needs met. You can imagine, for some of you who have been, you having 6 days of menstruation, look at how you are struggling. She had to go through this for 12 years. I know she had been lame. She has lost weight. Because the more you bleed, the more you lose weight. Everybody thought, no. They say, when you're HIV. The stigma. When you are coming, people will want to find some place and hide. Nobody wants to come into contact with you because they think you got a problem. I don't want to preach that, but then let me push a little bit on that. They see you in a certain way that can deny your confidence to even go for what you need. But she didn't look at that problem. She didn't see what others are seeing. Her eyes were focused. God, you are all that I need. Beloved, when God becomes all that you need, nothing distracts you. No amount of offense can take you out of the church or take you from doing what you have to do for God. When God is all that you need, you don't look for mistakes of people and start writing them. You don't see people with the eyes of a tankers. You know tankers? When the tankers come to your house, you can make your kitchen beautiful, everywhere, nice. That's not what they want to see. Are you understanding me? They are coming with a special eye to look at the problem. There are people who come to church with special eye to look at what? Problems. In marriage, people look out for what? Problems. Every relationship. On the way out the power come. A distracted life. Is somebody here with me? God, you are all that I need. This woman said, Jesus, if I can only, there are many people around him. Many people were trolling according to the scriptures. They were pressing him. And she said, if I can only touch the finished work of Jesus. The hem of his garment is the finished work. Faith that is resilient. Faith that is unstoppable. Faith that is rooted in the heart. It must move you to get to what you want to have. How bad do you need what? Takes faith rooted in your heart. Indeed, this woman pushed herself through. Pushed herself through. And just said, at last, I have it. May you come to that place of your life. I said, may you come to that place of your life. Not to have a conflicting world in between whereby you are torn apart. Some of us, when we are almost there in our miracle, then some way, somehow, we come to the place of conflicting world. Then we lose faith. We lose that tenacity. We lose our vigor. We lose our strength to believe. But this woman dared to be different. I believe she was an exception. Exceptional people are people with faith to the latter. They never give up. This morning, as part of our 40 days journey to the exceptionalism, I pray that may your faith be rooted in your heart. May you have faith that will carry you to the end. Faith to believe God for the impossible. Faith never to give up. Faith never to lose out. Faith never to be distracted. Faith that is focused on the promise. And faith that say, at last, I have it. May God strengthen you. May he empower you. May he strengthen you. May he energize you. Receive faith in your spirit. In Jesus' name. Come on, be on your feet. Come on, be on your feet. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Everybody go, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.